Okay, we're gonna talk about this evil. I'm searching for words here. This hypocrite who wants to steal Trump's property. Need I call the ghetto chick's name?
Learn from France, politics, culture, religion. What is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. You know, the enemy is very, very crafty and sneaky. And what the enemy is doing, he's taken a so-called protected class in black women and he's using them for evil. In LaQuisha, and I know I'm mispronouncing her name because she's ghetto, LaQuisha and the other chick from Georgia, Miss Fanny, he's using them for evil purposes because that's what the enemy does. He wants things to go downhill. He wants America to crash and burn, get gods out of the way so he can rule supreme on earth. But that will only last for a while, devil, because God, Jesus is coming. And it's only going to last for a moment before you are done. So let's get into this, because this is just too rich. This ghetto, let's just read the story because I am just so invested. I'm so infuriated. You can clearly see what this ghetto chick is doing. But let's read this. An Irish society, an unpaid loan, and the hypocrisy of LaQuisha James. To celebrate St. Patrick's Day, here is a tale of financial shenanigans at the American Irish Historical Society, in which Trump deranged New York Attorney General LaQuisha James is hoist by her own petard. It involves a grand old building on Fifth Avenue, an unpaid loan, a fading family dynasty, a James Joyce theatrical production, which almost ended in fisticuffs, and, of course, the hypocrisy from the AG, as obvious as a glass of green beer. It all began when with James Doyle, a wealthy Georgia businessman with a love of his Irish roots, joined the board of the nonprofit society, whose crown jewel is a rare Gilded Age mansion at 991 Fifth Avenue, right across from Central Park and the Mets. Over the years, financial mismanagement and misfortune had befallen the society, and it was facing foreclosure. So, in 2017, the board turned to Doyle for a $3 million loan, structured like a private mortgage. He was told that the BX Arts townhouse was worth $80 million that included valuable heir rights. However, the society only made a few payments, and Doyle soon found things weren't quite as they seemed. I wonder what is going on here. Let's continue, shall we? Look at this. this guy, Robert De Niro, you are such a loser. Look at you. You are a filthy, stinking, dirty, rotten loser. But anyway, then I don't want to get sidetracked, but when I just saw his ugly mug, I had to say something. The society had been dominated for half a century by the Cahill family. And President Emeritus Dr. Kevin Cahill was accused of treating the townhouse as his own private club with one of his four sons, Christopher becoming its well-compensated executive director, according to the New York Times. Christopher earned $88,459 in 2020 and between $134,768 and $179,402 in previous years, according to the IRS returns. Cahill, a tropical disease specialist, said to have treated Pope John Paul II after he was shot, reportedly raised the money to renovate the mansion to its former glory when he took over in the 1970s. A stocky man with bushy white eyebrows, he would dress each year in morning coat and Irish tricolor sash to preside over the St. Patrick's Day parade from its Fifth Avenue balcony. He held a grand annual gala where he would hand out gold medals to the great and the good. Sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it? Let's continue. Then, in 2019, his son Christopher, then 55, got embroiled in an ugly confrontation with the director of the Irish Repertory Theatre, which was staging a play in the townhouse, adapted from the James Joyce short story, The Dead. "I'm going to kill you, Syrian," yelled Christopher, while lunging at the director after the performance, according to the Times. Wow. The society's financial woes and dysfunction had reached a crisis point by 2021, when Cahill tried to sell the building for $52 million, later reduced to $44 million. He died the following year, and in stepped the New York Attorney General, citing a petition she had received opposing the sale. She announced that by state law, any sale of a nonprofit asset had to be approved by her, because I am almighty. Yeah, it's me, LaQuisha, the ghetto queen, fabulous. Effectively kiboshing the plan, basically. "It's an amazing place," James gushed. "Oh, I'm gushing. To the Irish voice. "We had to save it. Had to save it. One day people can come in there and enjoy it again and again and again." Which was all very well, but, there's a big old but, and not LaQuisha's but. But, can anyone tell me what the but is? Doyle still was owed $3 million. The AG appointed an interim board of directors, and Doyle was persuaded not to try to collect his money or foreclose on the mortgage before July 2023. Why did you agree to that, Doyle? What is wrong with you? Why did you do that? Anyway, but by August 2023, he still hadn't been repaid. So he initiated foreclosure proceedings and promptly was blocked by the AG, who claimed the mortgage was invalid because he was a board member. Wow, what a witch. What a witch. On Friday, Doyle launched a lawsuit against the society and requested a subpoena be issued against James, requiring her to produce a raft of documents, including anything relating to campaign events hosted at the townhouse or any contributions to her political campaigns from the society or any of its members or directors. Doyle's lawyer, Tim Parlator, alleges that James' enthusiastic involvement in the Doyle case may be driven by connections with the defendant. Really, you don't say. And he points out the uncanny similarities, wait for it, between his client's predicament and, wait for it, the notorious case James brought against Donald J. Trump for supposedly, inflating the value of his properties to get a better mortgage, although her office is now taking a polar opposite position. The lawsuit alleges that Doyle was given fraudulently inflated valuations, or you don't say, of the townhouse, putting its market value at over $80 million. Cahill and the society's current president, General James Normile, made representations to Doyle that the building had air rights and could be built or rebuilt higher than its current height. In reality, there were no air rights, and the actual value is closer to the price is wrong, Bob. $20 million. The society made a gross. Wait. Pump the brakes. So you're telling me that you're doing the same thing that you are trying to take Donald J. Trump's building away from him because you guys did the same thing, if not worse? If that's not the definition of a hypocrite, scandalous, evil woman being used by Satan, I don't know what is. But I digress. Let's read it again. In reality, there were no air rights, and the actual value is closer to $20 million. The society made a gross overvaluation of the townhouse, which included Doyle, to make a $3 million loan. Tish James said, "Nobody is above the law, except her, of course, because she is Satan in heels. Nobody is above the law," which should include Tish James, should it not? Who seems to have actively aided and abetted in the art of the steal, not the art of the deal, the art of the steal. You don't say. Look at this witch. Evil witch, you. I can't stand her. This organization fraudulently inflated the value of their building to induce my client into giving them a mortgage, which Tish James is now trying to help these fraudsters avoid having to repay. The theory of fraud Tish James accused the Trump Organization of engaging in is identical to the fraud she is aiding and abetting in here. Of course. What did it say? Do as I say, not as I do, or however it's said, it's quoted. I'm not even sure. But anyway, James has come down on the side of the society against its leader, Doyle, and yet in her signature case of the people versus Trump, she took the opposite position, holding that where an organization inflates the value of the property to obtain a loan, that is fraud, even where the lender was aware of the actual value and was paid in full, Doyle's lawsuit says. Trump was punished with a $355 million fine. So we know all that. I'm not going to rehash any of that. So I'm just curious to know, how could this evil witch look herself in the mirror and see nothing wrong with what she's done? I am just saying, you are as evil as they come. Satan in heels. You're wicked and evil is all I can say about you. And yeah, I don't want to say much more because I'm close to sending my soul here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.
Random thoughts, politics.